when to keep and when to share. How much to protect your heart and how much to care. But today there is no day or night. Today there is no dark or light. Today there is no black or white. Only shades of gray.
Forgive me, I can't help myself. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. This is our last segment, so I would like to let Wayne go where he'd like to go with this segment, though, of course, I'll direct him, as I always do.
You know, I'm having fun playing with the cameras and all that kind of stuff. Having fun is something that many men have not done for too long. And one of the things that we do in our groups and in our retreats and in all the events that we do is that we have fun. Sometimes stupid fun, childish boyhood fun. You rarely see men acting like little boys in a positive, fun way. And, you know, when women see that, they usually enjoy it. When we are acting silly together, it creates a very attractive energy wherever we go. And, for instance, we did a cleanup the other day as a community service project, and we had a bunch of, recycling bins that we were moving. And, you know, naturally, I just started doing bumper cars with another guy because that's what you do. And so here are a couple of 50-year-old guys acting like 10-year-olds. And the people around have never seen that before. But now, after all these years, it's like, I have to do it. It's such an important part. You have to stay connected to that. It's one of the things that we're unconscious to, and one of the things that we go into detail about in the work that we do, whether it's men's groups that we have down at bettermen.org in Agoura Hills, or the men's groups that we do on the phone, or the retreats that we do. The next one is, and what we do usually do the annual retreat in October in the Santa Barbara area. So that retreat is an initiation into manhood, and it's an opportunity for men, sometimes for the first time, to really be around other men in an honest, authentic environment where you start to learn and develop the vision of the man you want to be. So it's something that we have far too little of in our culture, opportunities for men to gather.
The idea of having fun and playing, though, I that just is really striking me. Yeah. I remember coming home from school, and my mother would say, in essence, go out and play. Now, men are not allowed to do that if they're not in an environment like – I mean, I know you're part of a bowling league. You've started riding a motorcycle. You've gone to that raceway and gone with other guys to do go-karts. This is stuff you don't think of grown men doing. I mean, the motorcycles being separate, but going out and playing, mm-hmm. going to the go-kart place and racing one another and really wanting to beat the other guy.
Well, there's no point in racing unless you absolutely obliterate the other guy, right?
Which you did finally.
And not only that, remind him.
Repeatedly.
Every time you see him. Yes, and that's what men do. You know, that busting each other's balls, you know, that really is sort of a part of preparing each other for battle. It's something that's so important for men to do. The trash talk that we do when we play basketball and all that kind of thing is something that only men can do together, and it's a vital part of our relationships.
You know, it's so funny. You were talking, I think, in a previous show about the gender differences, and this one area I always get a big kick out of because you and I have that relationship, and you'll say something like, boy, are you ugly, Bruce, or boy, are you fat. And I've often thought, can you imagine one woman saying to another woman, boy, are you fat? And I think if she did, they would not be friends too much longer. So that is certainly one of those differences.
It is one of those differences.
We are almost out of time, Wayne. Make sure you tell our listeners where they can reach you, where they can buy your book, and anything else you'd like to share.
Yeah, bettermen.org, bettermen.org. That's the place you'll find everything. You can buy the book. You can find out about the work we're doing and upcoming events. And
you can get on your newsletter list as well.
Join the newsletter, and there are a lot of articles there. So if you're a man or you have a man in your life, it's a good place to start the work to becoming the best father, husband, and leader you want to be.
Well, it's been very wonderful having you as a special guest, Wayne, and having you in studio instead of just over the phone. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
This is the Bruce Allen Show, and questions of any nature are encouraged for each show, and you can write or call or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. If you want to be a sponsor of our show, please call. I think there's still a spot or two available. Thanks again for joining us, but before we say goodbye, I need to thank my support team. First, the helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, our station manager. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best mom or dad you can be. Goodbye for now.